Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble in the Portland Trailblazers front office?
What else is
new? No, right? Every time I bring that up, every time I even utter a whisper of that, I'm talked down by very happy Blazers fans. Like, no, we're doing the tank. We've got a plan here in Portland. Okay, this is a plan that you came up with after trading the best player to come into your franchise in 10 years and possibly the best one of all time, top 75 NBA player of all time. Okay, you trust these peoples?
Am I the only one that just feels like a tank job is just not what we should be doing? Like, I feel like, honestly,
I think
and
Chauncey
I've said this before.
Said it too.
I've said this before. I feel like you've got talent. Let's see what they can do when they're healthy. Let's give it the old college try. And if they suck and if they're not able to compete like that, then I don't know. I'm not ready to really punt on this team just yet because we haven't seen what they look like on the floor together since like the first or second game of the season. Like, well, so it's tough for me to do that, but I do know that changes are afoot.
Well, unfortunately, Chauncey Billups might not get to see a situation in which you're talking about, Rashad, where the roster is healthy and you get a complete 12-man roster.
Did you say unfortunately?
Night in and night out.
Unfortunately for who?
You said Chauncey, you said that there is a situation where the team is going to be healthy, and I guess maybe unfortunately for Chauncey.
Oh, okay.
That's more so what I was thinking.
I was going to say, unfortunately for a Blazer fan or for Chauncey?
I know a lot of Blazers fans are calling for Chauncey Billups' job, as I think a lot of people think they should. Some, and I call them detractors out there, say, hey, he hasn't had a healthy roster, which you just pointed out. I'm not saying you're a detractor. What I'm saying is that seems to be the main argument from people that are defending Chauncey is like, hey, he's never had what he came to Portland to get, which is fair, but this is a first-time head coach now, years into his first contract, and you gotta judge the merit of something, right? You haven't seen much development, you know, from guys. We've seen 15, 20-game chunks like Scoot at the end of the season. I think the best story that we got for the Blazers this year was Jabari Walker, and that leads us to this offseason madness. A tweet from Sports Illustrated Chris Mannix this week talking about Chauncey Billups and some rumors in Portland. This is a quote from SI's Chris Mannix. Teams monitoring Chauncey Billups' situations in Portland. League sources telling SI now the Blazers rebuilding and just parted ways with two assistants, including Billups' brother Rodney, the other one being lead assistant Scotty Brooks. And that one to me was a little surprising. Scotty Brooks was the most experienced person on the staff, coached the Wizards, coached the Thunder. You feel like that's kind of the voice of reason. That was Chauncey's right-hand guy, so I was surprised that they would let him go without letting Chauncey go. But the quote continues, if Portland and Billups split, Billups would quickly emerge as a candidate for other jobs. Now,
no, he wouldn't.
Yeah, let's take a look at this statement in two parts here. First, the part about the trouble in Portland possibly being the teams monitoring that situation revolving, you know, the Trailblazers and Chauncey Billups possibly moving on after two coaches of his were let go. And we talked about it a little bit. I called it like a drive-by firing earlier on in the show because essentially this is what organizations do when they don't want to fire a coach. They fire the guys next to him. And it really is, it seems like they're dead, they're gone, because there was no indication from the front office beforehand. I doubt that Chauncey had heard up to that point, you know, hey, you've got to let a couple of guys go. I would assume that they're giving him the support that he needs, at least he believes that he needs, up to hearing, no, actually, we need to have a couple of changes. I'm not a fly on that wall. I'm not as connected as, like, Danny Morang into that organization. You know, I'm sure he knows more than I do about the conversations that Joe Cronin and Chauncey Billups are having. But to me, it seemed like there wasn't really much trouble until that first press conference of the offseason, Rashad, which is when you heard Chauncey Billups talking about, well, you know, I do believe, kind of like you said, if we have a healthy team next year, I'm interested to see what this roster can actually do, and I believe we can compete for a play-in. And then in the next breath, GM Joe Cronin is saying, we're not as talented as we need to be. We've got to go get more pieces, and we're still lacking in some parts of our team. It was literally two different statements, and that would lead me to believe that the support that I'm talking about Chauncey, you know, believing that he has, all of a sudden disappearing a week after the offseason leading up to that final press conference that we just saw from them. So you wonder, along with this Chris Mannix quote, Rashad, just at least this first part, we'll get into the emerging as a candidate for other jobs, because I think that's laughable, in just a second. But what do you make, Rashad, of the Blazers not firing Chauncey Billups, but getting rid of a couple of his assistants instead as a warning?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if it's a warning. I think it's a precursor. Like, we're going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure we take away your brother.
Yeah, Rodney Billups was his
brother. And we're going to make sure
his brother was the top assistant on the staff.
Honestly, if I'm being real, should probably be the one that's coaching this team.
Yeah.
And that's Scotty Brooks.
Yeah.
And so there's I don't buy the whole narrative that Chauncey is up for other jobs. I feel like there are other people that are currently jobless. Frank Vogel, right? Guys like
LA can bring him back.
Budenholzer, who's still, you know, I think he's rumored to be.
Oh no, that has been finalized.
Has he finalized?
Okay, he is the new coach of the Phoenix Suns. Okay. Already working to hire assistants, according to Matt Ishbia.
Scott Brooks is one of those guys that would be a better head coach at this point than Chauncey. Even somebody like David Fitzdale, who's an assistant now, for Phoenix. Probably not an assistant for Phoenix anymore, considering. I'm sure Coach Bud is going to have his own regime that he's going to bring
former
in.
Former Memphis, former New York head guy, yeah.
Yeah, but I think there are people that are out there that are, number one, more experienced than Chauncey. And I think you're looking for lightning in a bottle again that you had with guys like Jason Kidd. I'm trying to think of another great player that ended up being a head coach, Larry Bird. But the list is short. Isaiah Thomas for a short while. The list is super.
Why aren't you adding
short.
Doc to that list? I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm being a jerk.
But I don't know. I feel like
back around to Nate McMillan, right?
I mean, why not? Like, why not? I think Nate would be a person that would be great for coaching this team.
Yeah, he's available
at this point. He is available. He does have some experience with winning, and especially winning here. You know, he knows how to play with a great player that he had in Brandon Roy.
I throw that out there as a crazy suggestion, but now that I actually ruminate on it for 5 seconds in my brain, I'm like, it's better than Chauncey.
I mean, there are certain guys that aren't coaching anymore. Like, I mean, would it be wrong to give Stotts a call now?
Exactly.
Do you at least want to interview at this point?
I don't think he would. I think personally for him, it's a middle finger because of the way that situation was handled. They can publicly state that, you know, there's no animosity, but he was the fall guy. He was made to be the fall guy by Neil O'Shea. And anybody connected with Neil O'Shea that still works here, Joe Cronin worked under him, I don't believe that's ever going to happen. Although I would like to see that. That's something, once again, another situation that would be much better than Chauncey Billups. But the interesting thing here, before we move on to the lack of interest, I believe, on other teams, or from other teams in Chauncey Billups around the league is the fact that the whole situation happening in the front office is a major problem. Because here's what you got, Rashad. You've essentially got possibly a shadow firing happening in Portland, which is essentially where a team doesn't really have the spine to actually make the move they need to make. They're trying to make Chauncey Billups nervous. At least, allegedly, I feel like that's what's happening. And then all of a sudden, they're just going to, with making him nervous, kind of force him out. And then, of course, you see the quote from SI's Chris Mannix talking about the interest around the league from other teams in Chauncey. I do believe that's from his camp because they know Portland's putting the pressure on them. So it's frustrating to me that fans have been calling for Chauncey Billups' head all season, essentially, and Portland just kind of tries to kick the can down the road a little bit. They don't want to make the decision, in my opinion, that actually needs to be made. Just do it, get it done. But they're just kind of lingering around, walking around the edges, hoping that it'll just take care of itself. And that right there, in my opinion, is the perfect example of how not to run any kind of sports organization.
I mean, hey, at this point, changes need to be made. I don't know how much of this roster you can flip and turn into something else. The roster is probably the one thing that's going to stay the same. I think you need a new messenger. Chauncey at this point is not it. And Chauncey is a Hall of Fame player now. He is an NBA champion. He is one of the best, maybe 115, 120 guys that's ever played, you know, in the NBA. So taking nothing away from what he's been able to accomplish as a player in both the NBA and in college. But as a coach, to this point, it hasn't worked. And that's okay. Like, it's just not okay for us, but it's okay for him as he's still getting his feet wet as a head coach. So for Chauncey, I'll say, man, obviously congratulations on your induction to the Basketball Hall of Fame. But for now, as a head coach, you're not the guy. And that's what I know. I bang on Chauncey a lot, but I always want to keep in mind that he is one of the greatest to ever play. Right. And so it should be noted. But as a coach right now, sometimes great players don't equate to great coaches.
Do you hear Chauncey being linked to the Los Angeles Lakers job? Like very, very quietly, of course, on Twitter. And it's probably just more like wishes and whispers coming from fans that are kind of making it out there. I can't believe that would ever happen. I mean, there's some crazy ones, though. I've heard J.J. Redick, ESPN analyst, connected to the Lakers head coaching vacancy. That would be nuts with no experience. Washington Wizards, maybe they could bring Chauncey in. I don't see the interest there around the league. I'm shocked that anybody, after such a bad tenure, you know, even with a healthy Damian Lillard, I understand that the roster wasn't quite complete even in the first halves of the season that he was healthy, but they didn't always play well, and they didn't always adjust when they needed to. Dude didn't call a timeout to slow a rundown at like any point in his first two seasons as head coach. That was a problem for me. I get there's a learning curve, but he was brought in to take Damian Lillard to the finals, and now he's going to be a developmental coach for some reason. So, gosh, even with Portland not knowing what to do with him or what their roster is going to be, that means that any other team knows what he could do and coach their roster that's more complete than theirs? That makes no sense, Rashad. It makes no sense.
I don't know. Whatever it is, there needs to be a change. That's the easiest change you can make because that's something that everybody sees is not working.
You're not wrong. We'll see what happens if this ends up being a shadow firing or if Chauncey Billups actually ends up coaching the Portland Trail Blazers game one of the 2024-25 season. All right, just lots of basketball. Let's stick to it. Kind of going back into the playoffs a little bit, but I want to talk about Rudy Gobert missing game two against the Denver Nuggets. It did not affect the Timberwolves. They won that game two against the Nuggets. They actually lost after Rudy Gobert came back in game three, but I more so want to talk about highly paid athletes. Like we're talking 30, 40, $50 million guys missing games at the peak. We're talking playoffs. We're talking, you know, I don't know if it's an NBA Finals game, if he wouldn't have missed it as compared to a second round game. Let's talk about the level of importance of these games and if these guys that make this much money should be missing those games for the birth of a child. Yeah, we're going to talk about it on the dude's side. Everybody has always given women grief for missing time. I don't want to give women grief. I think moms should be home. There's there's literal reasons why they need to be home. Rudy Gobert, not so much. Let's talk about him missing game two. Coming back after this sports update.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
First on The Fan, a couple of game threes yesterday. Very exciting finish in the Dallas Thunder game. They beat Oklahoma City 105-101 to take a 2-1 series lead over the Thunder. Luka Doncic leading the way with 22 points for Dallas. And the Boston Celtics also taking a 2-1 series lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-93. The final, Jason Tatum scoring 33 to lead the way for the Celtics there. Coming up later today, a couple of game fours on the docket at 12:30. You got the Pacers hosting the Knicks as 5.5-point favorites, trying to tie the series up at 2 games apiece. That's a 12:30 tip on ABC. And the nightcap, 5 p.m. on TNT, you got the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Denver Nuggets. Minnesota trying to take a 3-1 series lead at home. They are 2.5-point favorites. In baseball, the Seattle Mariners dropping a game to the Athletics yesterday, 8-1 the final. They'll go for the series win this morning, or technically this afternoon. You got Luis Castillo and Alex Wood on the bump. First pitch set for 1:10 p.m. on Root Sports. More sports going.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.